Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. Northeastern head coach Bill Cohen was unavailable today, but we're happy to be joined by his associate head coach Chris Markwood. Good morning, Coach Markwood.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Doing just fine. A 1-1 week in a couple of close games for your team last week. Come up a little short, 69-64 to Charleston in a game that was tied there with a couple minutes to go, and then you win a wild one on Saturday, 107-100 in overtime against UNCW. Before we look ahead, just give me your view on the two games last week.
Yeah, definitely two totally different style of games. Charleston game, as you said, was a hard-fought defensive battle. It was played in the 60s, and it was back and forth. You know, they kind of jumped on us early in the game, and we were able to claw back before halftime and get it close to about a two-point. They had about a two-point lead at half, and then it was back and forth throughout the second half. So, I think in the end, Joe Chile and company made a couple more plays than we were able to make down the stretch. And they got as everybody knows, they got an extremely talented group and very well coached. And, they were able to pull out a close one against us on Thursday night. And then, as you said, the Wilmington game was a wild one. Same type of start for us. We got off to a really slow start in that game, and they kind of jumped us. I think they were up 16-5 to start the game. And then again, we were able to kind of claw back before halftime. We were within five at half, and then we made a nice run in the second half, took a double-digit lead, and then they kind of fought back. That's what they do. I mean, they play hard. They play, they ton of possessions. They like to play fast, so they were able to kind of work their way back into the game. Coach McGrath drew up a great play at the end of regulation to send it in overtime, and then we were very fortunate to kind of sneak out of there with a win at home on Saturday.
We're here with Northeastern Associate Head Coach Chris Markwood. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. We got a couple in queue if you'll get this for us, Sonia.
Your first question comes from the line of Milton Posner. Your line is open.
Hi, Milton Posner, WRBB Sports. Coach, you've got one player redshirting this year and only one graduating senior, so it looks like the team's going to be largely the same next year as it is this year. What effect do you think that's going to have on chemistry, the way they play, and how you guys coach them?
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously excited about our group. We have a really young group, eight freshmen and sophomores, and only one senior this year in Devon Bentley, who's playing a huge role for us. We think we got a talented group, a group that's continuing to get better and better every day. We still don't think we've seen, our best basketball from this group yet. They still have a ton of room for improvement and growth. So we're excited about them. I mean, our main focus is just getting in the gym every day, helping to develop these guys and understanding that it's not just about the right now. I think these guys continue to work hard. They got a very, very bright future ahead of them here moving forward.
And just a quick follow-up. Do you think is it deliberate or is it better that way, that recruiting kind of comes in waves or in bunches rather than a few spots from year to year?
It's different every year with recruiting. I don't think it's anything that we planned. It's just kind of how it's worked out with the classes over the years, that we only have the one senior this year. So it's nothing that we did deliberately. It's just kind of how it's went. And, I think we're fortunate. We love our guys. We got a great group, and they're really good kids, both on and off the court. And as I said, we're excited about our chances this year, and then obviously moving forward and into the future.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Alex Riley. Your line is open.
Hey, Coach. I'm just chatting with all the lead coaches this week. Is there any punishment for getting a technical in a game for players on your team? Do they have to not start the next game or do any extra work in practice? Is there anything punitive that comes with getting a technical?
Not that I know of. Fortunately for us, we haven't had many of those. I don't think we've got any of our guys. Well, Devon got one over this weekend against Wilmington, so that was the first one of the year for us. It's something that Coach Cohen deals with those guys. He'll sit down and talk with them. Obviously, each one is dealt with in a certain way, and but we haven't had many of them. So, you know, there's nothing that's come down from the top from Peter as far as how to handle it. It's really dealt with by Coach Cohen, and he decides how he wants to go about it.
Thank you, sir.
Chris, I want to talk to you about one of your players, Bolden Brace, who last year certainly became a starter late in the season and had some huge offensive games for you. But this year, you guys bringing him off the bench, and he's still knocking down some three-pointers for you, but it seems to be contributing across the board. The game against Wilmington, 8 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, all coming off the bench. Just talk about the change in his role and the way that he's been able to expand his game beyond just shooting threes.
Yeah, no question. I mean, he's a huge piece for us. He's a jack of all trades. He does a little bit of everything for us. I think he's leading us in rebounding right now as well. But, you know, he's just a really skilled kid who knows how to play the game, plays really hard. As you said, he affects the game in a lot of different ways. Obviously, he's known for his shooting. But he's a great passer, plays, as I said, exceptionally hard at all times whenever he's out there on the floor. So, you know, we're trying to utilize him in different ways so he can, you know, use his strengths to really affect the game. And, you know, he's coming off the bench, but obviously he's still playing starting minutes for us. And he's really embraced that role and done a tremendous job. I mean, he's a huge piece to our team. He really helps to make us go, and we need him playing at a high level for us to play our best basketball.
One of your freshmen, Thomas Murphy, has had some good games for you this season, has certainly been a contributor, but had his best game of the year, I think, against UNCW, 21 points, career high in that one, including 8 in that overtime period. How have you seen his game grow as the season's gone along?
Yeah, I mean, he's a really talented kid. I think he's just, you know, every game that goes by, as you see with all freshmen in our league, every game that goes by, they gain a little bit more confidence. And he's playing very well for us. I mean, he's a kid who, you know, you can throw it into him in the post. He's got a really good back-to-basket game. Again, really skilled kid, can score with either hand. And I just think now that we're hitting this home stretch, he's starting to hit his stride and feels really confident in his game, knows where he's going to get his opportunities, and is taking advantage every time we put him out there. He's taking advantage of it. So excited to see kind of, you know, his continued growth here down the home stretch and see where he can take things.
Before I let you go, you guys head out on the road for a couple games this week, going to Delaware and Towson. And Delaware on Thursday night, a team that you beat by 12 at home in January. What did you do well in that game, and what are some of the keys for your team on Thursday night against Delaware?
Yeah, I mean, Delaware's, you know, it's going to be a tough one on the road, as all our games are in this league. They're very well coached. They've had a little bit of tough luck with some injuries this year, obviously. But they still have guys playing at a high level. Obviously, Ryan Allen is probably the front runner for Rookie of the Year in our league, and is putting up very good numbers, really scoring the basketball. Anthony Mosley is been a productive player in our league for 4 years now. Tough, you know, quick with the ball, can really affect the game. And then their front court's playing really well. I mean, Eric Carter's had a great season, and Sky Johnson is starting to really come along too. He's a guy that they can throw it into and score. Both of those guys are excellent passers out of the post. So it's going to be a tough game. You know, they like to shorten the game. They want a little bit of, you know, lower possessions, take their time on the offensive end and try to shorten the game a little bit. So I expect a tough road game for us. It's going to be a battle. We're going to have to play our best basketball to come out of there with the win. You know, it was a really close game at our place. It was the same thing, really close at halftime, low-scoring game, and we had to really fight to beat them at home. So I expect a really tough road game on Thursday night at Delaware.
All right, Chris, thanks for taking time out of your schedule and joining us here today.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. All right, you too.